Hall, Lucinda. September 29, 1876. Fragment. Lucinda Hall. He said he would go with me if I would wait for him. I was so glad of his consent to go that I decided to wait. After he returned, he decided that he could not come. I then selected Sister Ings to go with me. May was not able to go, but James decided at the last it would be harder for him in Battle Creek than to leave and go with me. We finally got started. Oh, what a route we took, peninsula, railroad, and the track was rough, the train slow. We had to leave the train at Stillwell and take another train for Peru, Indiana. We changed cars at 7:45, and we were left in the woods, not a house or shelter near. After walking and carrying heavy satchels some distance, we came to a Dutch hovel. We could not understand their talk. They understood us a little better. There was one square room, 8x10, with 2 beds, table, and cook stove. We waited here 1 hour and a quarter. Then the poor lame Dutchman signaled the train by holding a light in his hand. Lansing, Michigan. Mary, Clough, worked early and late. She reported for 32 important papers. We had no idea she was getting so much work on her hands, but as soon as the ability of her pen was known by her articles, she was beset by reporters to furnish reports for the various papers in which they were interested until it reached this number. She wrote constantly, reports varying in matter and size to accommodate different papers. She sat up every night, too, from 2 to 4 o'clock. She had John Kellogg to help her, but he had just recovered from a severe illness brought on by overwork. There were 2 that we greatly feared would break down. Mary came very near breaking in mind, but she passed through this fearful mental strain and is better than we feared. For 3 days she ate not the value of 1 meal. I told her she must rest, and I would go to Illinois without her. Waldron, Illinois. Here we are on the Illinois campground, the last meeting of this season. James left the Michigan campground with Professor Whitford, delegate from the Seventh-day Baptists. He did not stop at Battle Creek, but went direct to the Seventh-day Baptist meeting. Mary and I spent 1.5 days at Battle Creek. I had become worn and took severe cold. They gave me vigorous treatment at the Health Institute. I expected to go alone in company with Elder Canwright. About 2 hours before we left, I was so very poorly Mary decided that, tired as she was, she would accompany me and not allow me to go alone with no one to care for me. When we arrived at Chicago, we were behind time and did not connect. Stopped at Massasoit House overnight. Left in the morning at 8:30. Arrived at Kankakee at 11:30 in the fog. This morning, our labor began. There seems to be an excellent spirit in the meeting. Oh, how different the appearance of the people from what they were when Rosetta and James and I attended the first camp meeting. The class seemed low, poor, and untidy, but now what a change. I have not seen on this camp meeting round a more noble, enterprising company together. James preached this morning. I followed this afternoon. The Lord helped us by His Holy Spirit to move the hearts of the people. After talking very plainly for 1 hour and a quarter, I invited those who desired salvation and those who had backslidden to come forward. 75 responded. James came on the stand at this point to help me. He talked to the people in regard to faith in a very impressive manner. The subject was made very plain. The Lord gave James a special testimony for the important occasion. We had many testimonies born from those who came forward. Some were keeping their first Sabbath. Some just made a start, and there were many testimonies, well wet down with tears. James then knelt in prayer. He seemed to fasten upon the throne of God, and answers came. All through the congregation there was sobbing and groaning and praying with the most intense feeling. A sister was so blessed that, although naturally reserved and modest, she arose and went from one to another praising the Lord. Her face seemed to be lighted up. This was the most remarkable meeting I was ever in. It was indeed a Pentecostal season. Many bore testimony that they never were so blessed in their lives before. This was a new era in their experience. The light of heaven was shining in many faces.